And my beloved spoke, and he said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Why, we're told, husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church. He gave himself for it because he's going to come and take her out of this world. How? He's going to present it to himself, a church that he's purified. And believe me, the church needs it. All of us believers need it. He's going to sanctify and cleanse the church with the washing of water by the Word. It's the reason we have this Bible study, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blemish. And he says, Now rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Lo, the winter's past. It's cold down here in this world. The rain is over and gone. The storm has now abated. The storms of life. You're having a hard time today, Christian friend? He said you would. In the world, you're going to have trouble, he said. And we have trouble in the world. If you're not having trouble, you don't belong to him, because that's one of the marks of a child of God. You're having trouble in the world. But now it's over. And it's going to be over when he comes, wiping away every tear, healing every broken heart, and every sorrow has now vanished away, and we brought into his presence. The winter's past, the rain is over and gone, and the flowers appear on the earth. There are going to be a lot of flowers in heaven, in the New Jerusalem. I want to grow camellias there myself. Someone gave me recently, I'm told, camellias that are valued at about $500. Very fine hybrid types. I have raised them before, but I never had wonderful ones like I got now. And I want to continue to raise them up there. Heaven is a place of flowers. The flowers appear now on the earth. And down here on the earth, it's going to be different. Oh, what a glorious, wonderful picture we have. Now the time of the singing of the birds is come. Now that's another very lovely expression, by the way. The time of the singing of the birds is come. And what we have here is the fact that there's going to be a great deal of singing in heaven. There's going to be a great deal of singing when we come into his presence. And if you ever notice that there is a great deal of singing that opens, actually, the Gospels. Dr. Luke is really the one that begins farther back in the story than any of the others begin of the four Gospels. And if you ever noticed his songs, when we went through that, I called attention to them. There are the songs of Zacharias. There's the song of Mary. It's the song of Elizabeth. And there's the song of Anna. There's the song of Simeon. And there are a lot of songs there. And they sang them at his birth. And the church began singing. And the joy of these people is what called attention to them in the Roman world. And we someday will get in his presence, and we're told, Oh, sing a new song to the Lord, for he hath done wondrous things. Well, I can't sing it now, but I'm going to then, because I've got a new body that I'm going to get. And here we're told that there'll be the flowers in the earth, and oh, what a joyful gratitude should be in our hearts for his salvation. And it ought to manifest itself in a song in our heart. Now, it may not come out very well when we sing it, but King Will Marsh wrote this little jingle. He says, Oh, sing unto this glittering, glorious King. Oh, praise his name, let every living thing. Let heart and voice, like bells of silver ring, the comfort that this day did bring. He put a song in our heart. And the time of the singing in some of the older Bibles has been rendered the time of pruning is come. You see, he prunes the vines. And that's exactly what the Lord Jesus said that he was going to do. You remember over in the Gospel of John, it's in the 15th chapter there. And He says here, I am the genuine vine. My Father, He is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it. That is, He prunes it. And so the time of pruning has come. You and I are living in the time of pruning. The time of singing is ahead of us. What a picture that we have here. And then we're told the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. Now, the turtle dove is the dove that we think of today. I saw them in that land there. They look very similar to our doves here, only I think they're somewhat smaller. And that dove has always been the emblem of peace. And you remember the reason for it, why the dove went out and took that olive leaf and brought it back to Noah. And that spoke of peace. The judgment was over. And the turtle dove speaks to us today that you and I have a salvation that's complete. The judgment is past. How? Well, because He bore it for us. He has endured it. I'm saved today. I can say that. Not because of who I am, but because of what Christ did. And this morning, friends, your sins are either on you or they're on Christ. Now, if they're on you, you are yet to come up for judgment. Now, if you've trusted Christ, He bore them for you. And by faith, you appropriate the salvation. Therefore, that judgment is past. And the turtle dove that we have here speaks of the peace that He's made. And that's the reason that not just a few of the saints will go out at the rapture. There are some people believe only the super-duper saints will go out. And I've known some of those people in my day, and I never met one of them in my life that didn't think he was going out at the rapture. They never were quite sure about me, but they sure were sure about themselves. And I think that ministers to pride. They assume they're super-dupers. Well, I'm going out, not because of being a super-duper, but because He made peace by the blood of His cross, and I have forgiveness of sins. Turtle dove speaks of that here at this time. And this is the wonderful picture, actually, that we have of the fact that we have a new day coming up. The turtle dove in the morning. I hear turtle doves up where I live, early of a morning. They're the first bird that apparently gets up in the morning. They speak of a new day that is coming. And what a wonderful picture you have here. And it speaks of the fact that the legal wintry state is gone. The mists are fled. The spring comes on. The sacred turtle dove we hear proclaim the new, the joyful year. And when we hear Christ Jesus say, "Rise up, my love, and come away," our hearts would fain outfly the wind and leave all earthly joys behind. Watts wrote that. And I think he spent a great deal of time in the Song of Solomon, by the way, just as we're spending maybe a little too much time here, but this is too wonderful to leave right now. Now he says, "The fig tree putteth forth her green figs." I think the fig tree speaks of Israel. And he says, when you see the fig tree putting out its leaves, you'll know summer's nigh. And the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. It's springtime, you see. Now it'll be springtime because he says, "Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away." We're told that the dead in Christ shall be raised first. Then we which are alive will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And he says, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away."